The draft budget for the City of Petersburg's general fund would spend more money than it takes in next year. At the same time, the plan does not increase tax levies. Instead, City Manager Richard Underkoffler is proposing the city spend some of its savings to cover some of the budget's capital costs. Underkoffler presented the budget to the City Council at this week's regular meeting. He credited City Finance Director Jody Tao for producing the detailed document.
I have given you your budget. We just finished it today. I want to commend Jody for an excellent work product. It's a big notebook, so I expect that you'll have a good time reading it between now and next Monday when we're really going to get into it.
The council will have a budget work session next Monday night to discuss the plan in detail. The entire budget comes in at nearly $35,600,000. That includes all the utilities or enterprise funds which support themselves, as well as the tax-supported general fund. One of the increases in general fund spending is for education. The budget meets the school district's request for a $1.8 million local contribution for next year. School District Superintendent Gary Jacobson formally presented the district's budget to the City Council Monday night as well, and like the city budget, it spends into reserves.
What we've presented to you is not a balanced budget. We're dipping into our own reserves by a little over $200,000. And because of the cost of increase in education and also in delivering a quality education. We're asking for $1.8 million from the city, which is $200,000 more than last year. However, it's if you look at it in a historical sense, it's about even what we've always had. Right around there anyway.
The district budget totals about $7.2 million, about $430,000 more than last year. Some of the increases include a new salary agreement with the Associated Teachers of Petersburg, higher fuel prices, and the hire of an additional teacher in the high school. The city council has to decide on the school's funding request within 30 days of the budget presentation. Petersburg residents will see a temporary hike in their electricity bills this summer. Petersburg Power and Light will be relying on diesel power for a couple of weeks after the 10th of May while the Tai Lake hydroelectric plant is down for maintenance. Because of the cost of fuel, that will mean a surcharge of 4.7 cents per kilowatt hour on top of the current 8-cent charge. That means a customer using 1,000 kilowatt hours will see a $47 surcharge on their June bill. Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson encouraged customers to conserve electricity while the city's burning fuel. He said the surcharge does not cover the city's costs.
We don't recover all of the money for the diesel. Mm-hmm. We anticipate that the cost of diesel this year is going to be $250,000, $220,000. We're going to recoup through this surcharge about $160,000. So we're still taking it, you know, where it hurts.
Yeah. Councilor Melinda Hofstad wanted to change city code so that the electric utility could use its reserves to pay for the cost of diesel instead of having to charge customers.
You know, it just doesn't make any sense to do this when all these people that are going to get hit are city, the people that are going to get hit the worst are the city agencies and city departments that we're trying to plug the holes in. And they have a huge reserve.
However, because a change to city code would take three readings of an ordinance, it was too late to make the change in time for this year's diesel surcharge. Also this week, City Manager Richard Underkoffler said the city was looking into a possible new use for the Elizabeth Paradovich Building, which is owned by the Petersburg Indian Association. Last month, the PIA suggested the City Council consider leasing the former Omni Building for a library. Library officials said they preferred to continue planning for their own new building. However, the police department is interested in the space. Underkoffler said the issue came up in a meeting with representatives of the Public Safety Advisory Board.
And we were going over the plans for the fire station and EMT facility, and the representatives of the Public Safety Advisory Board asked the mayor to consider and me to consider using the Omni Building for police use, and the police chief is real excited about that.
Underkoffler said they also discussed possibilities that other services, like the State Trooper or Petersburg Mental Health, might be interested if the police department moves up to the Paradovich Building. Mayor Al Dwyer emphasized the police department needs to move out of its cramped space in the 50-year-old municipal building.
The building's sinking. Unlike the rest of the building, it's sinking a lot quicker, and you're all welcome to go in there and look at it and take a look at the condition of that place. So you know, I think it's, they need to get out of there, and we need to tear that section of the building off, widen that parking lot down there.
But right now, Dwyer said the city was just looking into possibilities and discussing the idea with the PIA. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.